Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Earth Day. Hello, and thank you for joining us this morning. It's Thursday, too. Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I can almost catch the whiff of Friday in the air. It's nice, you know? Thursdays are a happy day. Like, you're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. Sexy.
Yes. Thursday is a little bit sexier than, say, hump day.
Well, and Sarah's going to get poked today.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting poked in, like, I don't know, 2 hours.
Nice.
All right.
By a needle in my arm.
Right.
Yeah. I don't,
I'm
I won't,
excited.
Don't want
I hope,
to
really hope you don't get a bad headache or anything. I really
Oh, thanks.
Do.
I'm sure I will. I got headachy and fatiguey last time. But my arm didn't hurt, really. So.
Well, I would try to move that arm. I did that.
I'm going to. Yeah, lot. For sure. I'm going to play AC/DC songs like Angus Young.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our text number is 800-400-3697. That's the number you can send in comments or criticisms or, most importantly, compliments. We love
yes.
those.
Yeah.
Those are always nice. I don't think the world has enough compliments.
I agree. Compliments are free. Mm-hmm. Even if they're lies, they're still nice.
You are super good looking.
You are also super good looking. See how
Thanks.
Good that makes everybody feel?
Yep.
Yep.
I would say that to Coco too, but I don't want no trouble. Coco, don't report me to HR.
I won't. It's
I don't
good.
Want no trouble.
Okay. You are super good looking.
Thank you,
you can
Sarah.
Say it to Bryn. I can't say it to Bryn.
Oh, and Bryn?
I don't understand how that works. We can't say it to certain people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I right. can't just say everybody on the show is good looking. I like
that feels like a lie. I really like it to be a little bit more individual.
A little more personal, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
all right.
Whatever. Why don't you just like say everyone been. In the Bay Area is so good looking today?
I mean, you can't do that.
It's nice. But plenty of people just looked at the radio and went, yeah, right. Thanks. Whatever.
I saw myself in the mirror before I left the house.
Right.
I really should have stayed home.
Having a butterface.
Even a lie
day.
Is a good compliment. Come on.
Anyway, here's some of the stuff you guys sent us. 415 says, Vin, I saw your Instagram. Please redirect the little one not to sit W. Google it. This is not the first time that this has been sent to me.
Well, I'm sorry. What is happening?
So, you know when a kid will sit with their feet behind them and out to the side?
Yeah.
That's sitting W.
Okay.
And apparently it's bad for your hips and other things as a kid develops. I did just Google it. I didn't have time to read the whole thing. They're even talking about how it can be a sign of autism. And I just went, whoa, you guys.
Hey,
yeah, there's W style.
I don't know about that. Like, every kid that I've babysat and I used to work at a daycare, all the kids did that.
It's very normal, right?
It's so Absolutely. Normal. And I did it as a kid, too. There's pictures of me, and I'm fine. So...
One of the weird
things. Are you though?
Oh, are you?
I got a lot more other issues, but my hips are fine.
One of the weird things about kids, and I don't claim to be an expert, but I wouldn't have known this until I had them, is their joints aren't locked in real good in the beginning. So you can be like, you might be changing their diaper and move them a little bit, and you feel a little play in their you know their knees or their hips or and it's frightening. When you feel it, because you feel like you just hurt them, and they don't even
they're
flinch.
Like,
they're like, "What?" No. And you just, I've absolutely gone. Oh my god!
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
And then it's
well,
just,
isn't I always found the is it the fontanelle? the little soft spot in the middle of the head. That is that is effing freaky. I'm sorry, but like they're, you know, you got to be real careful with babies.
Mm-hmm.
You damage them real easy.
So anyway, thank you for the warning, and I'll keep an eye on it. But I think it was from a picture I posted that had her sitting that way. She'd snuck into my wife's closet and was playing with her makeup there.
Oh,
and had it all spread out on the floor and was sitting.
Is that up
W
right now?
Style.
I don't want to see
it. It's
that.
Up there somewhere. Yeah. 415 says, sleeplessness. Sarah, try taking one Benadryl tablet an hour before bedtime. It has the same main ingredient as a mild sleep aid. It works really well, and you don't feel groggy the next morning.
You know, I'm trying to get away from all the things that help me sleep. I usually am a very good sleeper, and I, you know, I dial my whole day around my 7:30 bedtime, and I just need to not, I'll be fine. Thank you. Thanks. I'm fine, though.
Yeah, I agree. If you can't sleep, who can? I mean, honestly. And I feel the same way about the missus, except that, yeah, she sleeps. But she's someone who falls asleep easy, sleeps all the time, falls asleep on the couch. She seems to sleep fine. So I don't know why you're so tired all the time. I don't get it. And then, of course, I do get it because I'm there and I understand. But nonetheless.
Bust her ass all day. Your kid is so, this is the cutest picture.
She is a cute kid.
She doesn't know how to put makeup on. I think it's on her cheek. No. I'm not sure what's happening there, but no, she is.
Luckily,
she looks so happy.
Dad realized very quickly that she wasn't, that there was quiet in the house, and I went and found her.
Well, luckily you got to her before she turned into a circus performer.
Right. Exactly right. Or painted the carpet that crap.
I was going to say that will stain the carpet, and I see the cap off something red, so.
Oh, if you look closely, I think all the caps are unscrewed, all of them.
Oh, sure. Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's an accident waiting to happen.
While a drug may not be habit-forming on its own, it's easy as humans to develop habits. It's smart that you were paying attention, or that John was, and belittled
you.
Well,
it was John. Yeah, he did.
He browbeat you into quitting.
Yes, junkie, here's your junk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm just your enabler. I'm like, oh, thanks so much. Then I was like, what are you giving me junkie for? That seems wrong.
Yeah, he's someone who has figured you out because
he knows all the
ways. I don't know anybody who could have stayed with a smoker the way he has, especially the quitting, going back. That is one of those, it's a tough thing to be a witness to.
He's a very easy guy. Like, he's great. I'm so lucky. Truly.
And as my daughter called him last night, the curly-haired guy?
Yeah.
Yep, that's the guy.
Curly-haired guy. Funny that she even remembers him. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's really great with kids. Kids like John. Like, Cameron will not, she runs away from me. She can't stand me and never has a smile for me. But Uncle John, even on Zoom, if John gets on the Zoom, she's all, yay, it's that guy.
Yeah, he's pleasant.
Annoying.
I'm driving my three-year-old to preschool while listening in, and she just yelled out, "What in the hell?" Thanks, Vin. Well, you know, I'm sorry. I'm actually working really hard not to use words that could get you into trouble, and I guess I haven't classified that as bad yet. Is that bad? What in the hell?
No, there are worse words.
Way worse. There are, you know, H-E double hockey sticks is absolutely fine.
I'm a natural night owl, always have been, but I start working at 3 a.m. and every single night I'm up at a minimum twice on my bad night over, bad nights. I'm up to check the time every 45 to 60 minutes. I'm terrified of oversleeping.
Yep, you just never get
a
good
night's
sleep.
So I don't really fall asleep during the week. It sucks. Yeah, I know that. One of the things that they say you shouldn't do, and yet I do it anyway, they'll say, if you try to fall asleep and haven't fallen asleep in an hour, get up, start over. Like, get up, go find something to do for a little while and start over. I don't do that. I usually decide, okay, then I'm just going to let my body rest, and I'm going to stay here until my alarm goes off, and it's fine. And that's what I do.
This thing sucks!
Yeah.
And I entertain myself and tell myself stories or whatever.
I've definitely turned my light back on and just started reading again. It's like, you know what's annoying? Like, when you're reading and you start to fall asleep, or you start the same paragraph over and over because you're clearly falling asleep. And then you're like, okay. And then you close the book and then you got to reach over and turn up and then you get down and then you're wide awake. Mm-hmm. That is so aggravating.
That's, I don't get the falling asleep on the couch thing. The missus does it every single night for all the time I've known her. And I've always, well, I'm over it long time now, but I've asked her many times, wouldn't you be better off to ride that wave of sleep from bed? Then you'd actually sleep all the way through. The whole get up and do some chores before bed thing seems ridiculous, but
yeah,
you can't tell people.
Nope. And especially you can't tell people who are asleep on the couch.
Right.
Because I get downright nasty. Like, leave me alone. I'm asleep. No, I'm not moving to the other room.
Right. No, I've definitely. And then I have even heard the, why didn't you wake me? Actually, I did. I actually did grab your shoulder and gently rock you. And you opened your eyes. And then I walked away. And then you stayed there. So that's your problem. Sorry. Mm.
You should try the cold glass of water to the face.
I don't want to be involved in that system at all.
That's
I'm busy with myself.
Sounds like she has a routine.
Yep. Yes, because we all need sex emojis on kids' phones.
Yeah.
Well.
Well, that's why I'm saying you do the X-rated ones and you make those of, you know, you got to pay for them or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to
Ben, if you look at the raindrops emoji and think about the eggplant or the banana, it may come to you.
It might.
I don't know.
It's pretty quick on the uptake.
I don't get the donut, though. I don't.
Really?
Donut?
You don't get the
you
donut?
Don't get, of all the
no.
ones, you don't
the
get
things?
The donut?
No.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's
I'll explain it to you
again.
Off the air. She's just lying.
You.
She's lying. She wants us to explain it.
You don't get the donut.
Well, don't worry. The Secret Show's starting back up soon, and you're going to get
I've
to find
definitely
out all
had
the
my curiosities about the peach. Is that a butt, or is that... But that's the back or the front? Okay.
I feel like it's the back.
It
but
is.
The
it's
donut?
The back.
Come on. Shh. Coco.
Is that like
Come
code,
on, Coco.
Is that like code for dad bod? I don't know.
Yes.
The donut?
She gets it. She just figured it out.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Is the areola?
Hilarious.
Areola?
Areola.
Hi, Sarah. Were you able to get your second shot early, or did you have to go back at the exact 3 week mark?
I will let you know tomorrow. I'm
we
going
shall
today. I'm actually this is day 19, and they let me make the appointment, but I might get turned away. Whatever. I don't care. I got nothing but time. Right? Who has anything else to do?
Oh, 510 says, remember, don't take aspirin, Tylenol, or Advil before the vaccine. Yeah, they say that for sure. Leave that out of your system until you feel pain, until you actually need it after the fact, not before. And no one says stuff to Sarah because she does what she wants.
I'm just listening.
Right. Sarah, how will you keep your yard garden up with Marin's upcoming water restrictions? We saw a drought coming and skipped veggie garden this year.
Yeah, I skipped my veggie garden this year too. I just stuck in strawberries. I don't know. This stuff will have to die. Some of it's really established and I'm hoping that that will make it through. But if I got to turn the water off, the lawn goes away. Poof. You know, that'll suck. Etc. Plenty of stuff will die.
510 says, Sarah has a blue check mark on Instagram. When did that happen?
Over
the beginning
year.
Of the pandemic, yeah. When she was super active on Instagram.
Well, and you had to ask for it. I thought they just looked around and found, you know, oh, this is a handsome young fella. Let's give him a blue check mark. But it turns out you got to ask them to do it to you, right?
You just ask them. And then they turn me down. And they go, you can ask again in 30 days. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
They turned you down.
Yeah.
You have 40 freaking thousand followers and they turned you down?
Yeah, they turned me down. I had to have something like my bio wasn't good enough or something. They wrote me something like you can't tell who you are. So I was like, I work at Alice Radio.
Oh, Coco.
Do
Please
it, Coco.
Try.
Get verified.
Okay, let me figure this
it's
out.
It's fun. It's actually kind of cool. And by the way,
it's fun.
When you're it is
How
fun.
Is it any different than just...
It's because when you're verified, your comments show up. Other people see your comments first. You're
on
the top of the heap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is something.
You're definitely more
I mean,
important
it's something.
Now.
Yeah, more important.
You
know, top of the heap.
Vinny and Brent should do it. You guys can easily get it.
I don't know why everyone on the show isn't verified.
I don't know.
I'd like them to discover me, please.
Oh, I don't think that happens, Vinny.
Does Human have a check mark?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Human got a check mark 5 days after Instagram launched.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Johnny Mosley. Human used to go eat lunch there and stuff. Like, he actually goes to the building where that place
goes,
lives.
Can I get verified? Can I get a check mark?
I totally believe that.
You're saying Johnny Mosley was discovered?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He ran into somebody on the, oh, you're Johnny Mosley, and they worked for
Instagram. He is
Instagram
a legitimate person. So.
And I guess they had a conversation real quick, and they just verified him. Like that.
Whoa, you mean there's a person roaming around with the verifier in their own phone, and they're like, yeah, right from the Lyft, verified.
I bet, yeah, at least a laptop or something that can do that.
Nice. Wait, I had a very funny Scott one. They said his comedy skit this morning was very ASMR.
Yes, he was so soft this morning. I didn't really understand it.
Oh, here it is. Scott's comedy skit in ASMR this morning. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that was really, it was a very strange thing.
Well, it's very important that he's a good neighbor over, yes, you know, being a good broadcaster.
Is it though?
Sarah, cats don't need to be on all surfaces to have fun. They play together. More important, I played with them. What?
I don't know.
I don't know what that person's saying. Okay. Can we take a second to appreciate the brilliance of this line from the Silk Sonic song? If you smoke, I got the haze. And if you're hungry, girl, I got the lays.
Yeah, that's good.
I thought it was like fillets.
No. Oh, is it fillets?
Yeah.
If you're hungry, I got fillets. I like the lays. I thought it was the lays. Like in this, because it's such a double entendre. Like, of course I got the lays.
That makes more sense than fillets.
Can someone look that up?
Yeah. Let's find
if you smoke, what you smoke, I got the haze. And if you're hungry, girl, I got fillets.
Fillets. Oh. He's saying fillets. Right.
I'll still look it up, though.
Yeah. The lays is better. But of course he's got fillets. He's Bruno.
Well,
he's got strawberries and champagne on
ice. I was thinking lays sounds good.
Plus it's like lays, you know?
Yeah.
If you're hungry, girl, I got the lays.
Good morning, Vinny. This is a text just for you, so don't do another free ad. Oh, boy. I want to thank you for recommending the Levi's store. I got 4 killer pair of new denim from there, and the sales were tremendous. I paid $178 total because I found killer sales. I'm loving my new 501s. You rock. My quarantine 15 ass looks great and actually fits comfortably into the denim.
Oh, good for you.
I finally went in after splitting a hole in the ass of my jeans while dancing on Friday. Yikes. Hopefully, I'll lose the weight I put on. But for now, it's easier to just look good in my new Levi's. Thanks. Love from Joanna in SF. Great job, Joanna.
Nice.
And I still fell for it and read it anyway.
Well, you're a walking ad for Levi's anyway.
Right. Good morning. So nice to hear Vinny this morning. Wasn't sure how he'd be feeling after getting the second vaccine. Have a great day, y'all.
Yeah, you feel good, right?
I feel great. Yeah, yesterday I was definitely down some percentage points of normal, but I didn't feel sick and I didn't feel, I can't say I was even in pain. It was just not normal.
Mm. Tired.
Yeah, a little off. I just laid low and waited it out and kept expecting something. Oh, I think I, I guess not. That was kind of the feeling all day.
Well, and once you get 48 hours off from it, I would think you're in the clear.
I should be in the clear now, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Got my first shot yesterday at the grocery store. My 5-year-old daughter came to hold my hand. Michael Franti's Life is Better With You was playing, and I couldn't stop crying. Mm. I'm so ready for this thing to be over.
Oh, yeah, that is a common sentiment. Go away forever.
Speaking of weird things to happen, Michael Franti was in Bali when the pandemic lockdown happened, and he's still there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. His wife has come back once or twice.
Oh, she has?
She did.
I didn't know that.
For something.
With the boy or the boy stayed in Bali?
I'm not positive. I don't know. I'll bet she came alone. I don't know. Being alone is better with you.
Life is better with you.
Oh, hey, Jesus, I am really late. We gotta go.
Life is better with you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah, I got fillets. That's it.
I got fillets.
You're right.
You're I'm not right. It just, that was somebody else said that.
All right. Nicole said that.
Nikki. Coco. Nikki knew.
Nicole did look it up. Okay, I didn't. Coco. I didn't hear that part.
If you're hungry, girl, I got fillets. I liked it better with fillets. Like I would like some Lay's potato chips, yeah. Etc.
Well, meat is sexier, apparently.
Yes, meat. I got the meat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where's the beef?
Anyway,
I don't know. Steak.
Super, super fun show today. It's Earth Day. It's my second vaccination day. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I'm sure
as part of my celebration for Earth Day, I will not be eating meat today.
Really?
Yeah.
They do say if we all went vegetarian that it would solve a lot of the world's problems.
Yeah, vegetarian, though, is key because I have to have cheese, which involves animals. So.
I like milk, too.
Yeah, I got to have
and
it.
And eggs. I want my eggs.
Right, eggs are good, too.
I'm not going to go vegan.
But no meat today.
Sure. We wouldn't have to farm raise tons of cattle, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Although they do need calves to get milk. And that's where the cheese comes from.
So it's a real pickle, but today
it
I
really
will not
is.
Eat meat. That's all. Just yeah. trying to, it's ceremonious.
That's nice something. That you're, that's the move you're making today. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do to celebrate Earth Day, you know, just take a minute, look around and be like, wow, we live on a planet, a grain of sand in an endless universe. So pretty lucky to be here. It's good times. And tomorrow's Friday. Never forget about that. V-Hale's right. up next, followed by Jane. We're open for business 24/7. Try to visit us a little, like one extra time per day. That'd be great. We would love that.
Have a great poke today.
Thank you. I hope my poke goes successfully.
Mm-hmm.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.